感谢神应允我祷告，感谢神或为垂听。
Thanks for prayers that thou hast answered. Thanks for what thou dost deny.
感谢神虽经过风暴，感谢神他是供应。
Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all thou dost supply.
感谢神赐苦也赐乐，感谢神绝望得慰。
Thanks for pain and thanks for pleasure.Thanks for comfort in despair.
感谢神无比施爱者，感谢神无限恩惠。
Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare.
2020年是非常特别的一年。
The year 2020 has been a very unique year for us.
我们看见在世界各地有风灾、有水灾、有旱灾。
And different parts of the world have gone through different disasters like the flood,And like the drought or even some wild wind.
然后我们也看见有地震，有蝗灾。
Also we saw earthquakes and also locust plague.
那特别我们知道新冠的疫情。
Especially COVID-19.
一直到今天仍然影响许多人的生计。
And even till this date, many people have been affected.
许多人的身体受了影响。
And physical condition was advertised.
在这样的一个困境当中
And in this difficult situation
神要我们仍然赞美要我们仍然感谢他
God still wants us to praise him and give him thanks
早间我们一起分享在困境中称谢和赞美
And this morning we want to share with you to give thanks and praises in difficulties.
我们一起来先读诗篇第一百篇第四节。
First of all, let us read together Psalms 100, verse 4.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
有一位很有名的圣徒威廉劳，他说过一句这样的话。
A very famous saint, William Lau, has said this.
他说，通往幸福及完美一个最近最稳妥的捷径。
And the nearest and the most stable way to reach perfection.
就是自己你定下一个原则。
Is to make this principle for yourself.
凡事向神献上感谢和赞美。
That you will give thanks and praises in every circumstance.
如果你为任何在你身上发生不幸的事情向神献上感谢和赞美。
If you are able to give thanks and praises to God for any misfortune that you experience.
那这些事情都会成为神的祝福。
Then these things will become blessings from God.
我们首先要来认识神的意念还有神的道路。
First of all, we like to talk about God's way and God's thoughts.
我们一起先来读以赛亚书55章第8节和第9节。
Let us read together Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
And the Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
他告诉我们说，神的意念高过我们的意念。
He says, God's thoughts are higher than ours.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And God's ways are higher than ours too.
所以我们每一个人呢，可能有自己的想法，什么是好的，什么是不好的。
And we each may have a different idea about what is good, what is bad.
甚至很多人他们认为说，神应该要怎么样做，应该要怎么样来对待人。
And some of us may even think God should do things this way or treat people that way.
神告诉我们，他的意念是高过我们的意念。
But God says, my thoughts are higher than yours.
在耶利米书29章第11节。
And in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says,
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.Plans to give you hope and a future.
无论我们遭遇怎么样的环境。
Therefore, it doesn't matter what kind of circumstance we are in.
我们知道神的话告诉我们非常的清楚。
God's word said clearly here.
他只赐平安的意念。
Says, my plan is to prosper you.
他没有降灾祸的意念。
And not to harm you.
弟兄姐妹，如果你真的知道这是神的意念
，So dear brothers and sisters, if we truly know our environment is from God,
我们在各样环境中，我们会来相信神，来倚靠神。
Then we can choose in every situation to trust Him and rely on Him.
我们知道他用永远的爱爱我们
，Because we know He has loved us with an everlasting love.
今天他是赐平安的意念
，And He has every thought that's for our goodness.
他没有降灾祸。的意念
not to harm us.
我们在旧约里面大家都很熟悉约瑟的故事
and we all are very familiar with Joseph's story in the Old Testament.
他原本在父家里面是一个蒙爱的孩子
how he was a beloved son of the father in his own house.
他的哥哥们嫉妒他
yeah, his brothers envied him.
把他卖到埃及去做一个奴隶
so they sold him to Egypt as a slave.
你看他整个的生活完全改变了
so his life was completely changed.
本来想要杀他的
And those who want to kill him.
后来卖他，把他成为一个奴隶卖掉。
And they were selling him as a slave.
但是后来，我们看见神的作为何等的奇妙。
But we saw how God did something so wonderful.
约瑟他做了埃及的宰相。
He became the prime minister of Egypt.
那个时候，整个迦南地有很大的饥荒。
And the entire land of Canaan experienced great famine.
所以他的哥哥们呢，不得已他们到。 埃及去要拿粮食。
So Joseph's brothers went down to Egypt to try to get food.
后来约瑟认出他的哥哥们。
And when they went there, Joseph recognized those were his brothers.
你可以想象这些哥哥们他们是何等的害怕。
And you could just imagine how feared they were facing Joseph.
创世纪五十章十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
Yet in Genesis 50:19 says, Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
二十节他讲到说：“从前你们的意思是要害我。”
And verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me."
但是神的意思原是好的。
But God intended for good.
所以约瑟他有一个不同的眼光。
So Joseph had a different perspective.
他认识神的意思。
Because he recognized God's will in this.
在哥哥们都非常害怕的时候。
While his brothers were so afraid.
因为他们原本有一个要害约瑟的意思。
Because to them, they meant to harm him.
那个嫉妒，那个想要凶杀，或者是在要取利，那些都是出于魔鬼的。
And the envy and the destruction, the murder were out of the devil.
所以约瑟他遇到了一个非常不幸的一个过程。
So Joseph experienced something very unfortunate.
但是约瑟认识神的意念。
Yeah, in the middle of that, he recognized God's thought.
他说神的意思原是好的。
He said, God intended for good.
因为他后来做了埃及的宰相。
Because he ended up becoming the prime minister of Egypt.
神借着约瑟，他说保全许多人的性命。
And through Joseph, God was able to save many lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识神的意念。
Dear brothers and sisters, we recognize God's thought.
神带我们经过各样的环境。
That He has took us through many different situations.
所以经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
So we will not fear even we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
他与我们同在。
Knowing that He is with us.
他没有降灾祸的意念。
He never meant to harm us.
他是赐平安的意念。
Instead, He wants to bless us.
第二点，我们要看见神的道路是高过我们的道路。
Secondly, we want to learn that God's ways are higher than ours.
在罗马书第五章第三节到第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5 says,
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit,whom he has given us.
当我们真知道神的意念是高过我们的意念。
When we truly realize that God's thoughts than ours.
他是赐平安的意念。
And he only has the thoughts to help us.
有的时候我们说为什么他量给我们这样的环境。
And sometimes we wonder why do I experience something like this.
为什么我们祷告但是神并没有照着我们所求的来成就。
Even though we pray, but God did not do according to our prayer.
我们要知道他有一条道路。
We have to know that God has his own way.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
And that way is much higher than our way.
今天也许我们不明白。
Maybe we don't understand it now.
他在这里他这样说，如果我们真正的相信，信靠神。
But here says if you truly trust him.
我们在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Then we will rejoice even in our suffering.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
He is our Lord and He is our God.
我们知道他负我们完全的责任。
So we know that He takes full responsibility for us.
在患难中欢欢喜喜。
So that we can rejoice even in sufferings.
因为我们知道患难生忍耐。
Because we know suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance character.
忍老练生盼望。
And then character the hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And that hope does not disappoint us.
这每一样其实都是主赐给我们一个何等宝贵的生命。
And everything we just cited.Is the precious life from the Lord.
叫我们经过这条道路。
So that when we walk on this way of His,
其实主要把他自己他丰富的生命来赐给我们。
We can receive His abundant life.
我们不只得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Not only we receive life from Him, but abundantly.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
He is the creator of all things.
对他来讲，没有难成的事。
So there's nothing that's impossible with him.
要改变环境是非常的容易。
It is very easy for God to change our environment.
但是我们都知道，要改变我们这个人是最难的。
But we all know it is very hard to change we, us.
人在求外面的神迹。
And men look for miracles externally.
但是最大的神迹是神改变我们。
Yet the greatest miracle of all is that God can change us.
有一个漫画描述得非常的好。
And there's a comic strip illustrate this very well.
他第一个，他讲到说，我求他赐给我更多我想要的。他却要我学习知足。
The first one he says, I ask God to give me more of what I want, but he wants me to learn to be content.
接着，我求他帮助我向坏人出气，他却要我饶恕他们。
I ask him to help me revenge the wicked, but he wants me to forgive them.
我求他给我平静安稳的人生，他却让我经历风浪。给我内心的平安。
I ask him to give me a peaceful life, but he wants me to go through storms to experience an inner peace.
我求他改变别人对我的态度，他却要我改变自己对别人的态度。
I ask him to change others' attitude toward me, but he wants me to change my attitude toward others.
我求他拿掉我的痛苦，他却对我说，我的恩典够你用。
I asked him to remove my sufferings, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you.
我求他帮助我去完成我的梦想，他却说他要用我去完成他的计划。
I asked him to help me fulfill my dreams, but he told me that he wants to use me to fulfill his plans.
信了主以后，有些东西变了，也有很多没变。
After believing in him, some things have changed, but many haven't.
但我发现有一件一直不断在改变，就是我。
However, I have noticed that one thing is constantly changing, me.
神在塑造我，使我拥有他爱子耶稣的生命特质。
For God is molding me so that I may have the life and character of his beloved son Jesus.
神正在改变我们。
God is changing us.
他正在塑造我们。
He is molding us.
叫我们能够更多得着他的自己。
So that we can have more of him.
叫他的生命，他的性情，今天是能够建造组织。
So that his life and his characters can be constituted in us.
叫他的美丽今天从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So that his beauty can be seen through us.
感谢主，他的意念高过我们的意念。
We thank him for his thoughts are higher than ours.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
And his ways are higher than our ways.
刚刚我们读到诗篇第100篇。
We just read Psalms 100.
第四节讲到说，当称谢进入他的门。
Verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving.
当赞美进入他的院。
And his courts with praises.
所以我们要来到神的面前。
That's why we need to come to God first.
是在我们的生活中来亲近主。
It's in our daily life that we draw ourselves close to him.
哦，进到他的门，进到他的院。
Enter his gates and his courts.
我们能够来到神面前与他相会。
So that we come to his presence and meet with him.
一个是称谢。
One thing we do is to give thanks.
一个是赞美。
The other thing is to praise.
我们先来看一下当称谢进入他的门。
So let's see how do we enter his gates with thanksgiving.
这讲到说我们应当要感谢他。
Which means we need to offer thanks to him.
在灵后第九章第十五节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15 says,
感谢神因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
感谢神。
We thank God.
第一个我们要看见凡事谢恩乃是神的旨意。
Therefore, we need to see give thanks in every situation is God's will.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到第十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18 says,
讲到要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
所以我们在顺境的时候容易说感谢神。
It's easy to give thanks when everything goes smoothly.
但是在逆境当中我们很难感谢神。
Yeah, it is quite difficult to give thanks when things don't go our way.
很多时候我们只是问说神啊为什么让这些事临到我们身上。
All the time we would just ask him, why did this happen to us?
但是神的旨意是什么呢?
But what is God's will for us in that situation?
他告诉我们凡事谢恩。
He said, give thanks in all circumstances.
是的，当你觉得神听你了你的祷告，神帮助了你。
Yes, when God listened to our prayer and helped us.
我们感谢神。
We give him thanks.
当你遇到了逆境。
Yeah, when we encounter difficulties.
你觉得神没有听你的祷告。
And God seemed didn't hear your prayer.
神的旨意让我们知道还是要感谢他
But God's will still wants us to give him thanks
因为他有说不尽的恩赐
Because he has this indescribable gift to us
因为他的意念是高过我们的意念
Because his thoughts are higher than ours
他的道路是高过我们的道路
And his ways are higher than our ways
我们可以说今天也许许多事我们并不明白
Yes, many things we may not fully understand
也许我们这一生也没有办法完全明白
And not even in all days of our lives we can comprehend it
必须要等到我们见主的时候
But when we see him one day
也许那一天我们说哦一切我都知道了
Suddenly we will say, yeah, I got it
但是在今天
But today
我们接受神的话
We need to just accept what God says
我们求主开我们里面的眼睛
We need to ask the Lord to open our eyes
求主从里面吸引我们
And draw us closer to him
好，当我们与主相会的时候
So that when we encounter him inside
弟兄姐妹我们里面有一个更深的认识
Then we will have a deeper understanding
超过我们好像在头脑里面我们在分析的里面我们所能够明白的
That surpasses our analytic intellect
我们天然人的所有的心思意念情感我们没有办法真正的来明白
Because our natural being cannot fully comprehend God.
但是当我们真的遇见了主
But if we really meet with him,
我们就说主你比这一切都好
Then we'll say, Lord, you are far better than all these other things.
我们说主啊有你够了
And just having you is sufficient.
我们相信你的意念高过我们的意念
And I believe that your thoughts are higher than mine.
我们愿意完全的信靠他
And therefore we are willing to trust him fully.
他讲到说凡事谢恩
Here says,Give thanks in all circumstances.
那我们看见，当我们愿意把感谢献上的时候
，and when we are willing to offer thanks to him,
我们是将荣耀来归给神。
We are giving him all the glory.
在诗篇五十篇第二十三节这边说，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
In Psalm 50 verse 23 says.He who sacrifices thanks offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
我们以感谢献上为祭。
We offer thanksgiving.
我们是在荣耀神。
We are doing that to honor our God.
神他原本他就是荣耀。
Because God is glory initially.
但是今天弟兄姐妹，我们在各样事情上，我们经历。好多神向着我们的带领
And when we go through things in life We experience his leading
我们在我们的生活当中在我们的遭遇当中
In our daily environment
我们向神献上感谢的祭
We offer thanksgiving
他得着荣耀
And that's how he is honored and glorified
在路加福音第十七章
And Luke chapter 17.
我们看见在那个天呢，主耶稣医治了十个长大麻风的。
On a particular day, Jesus healed 10 lepers.
长大麻风的在当时候，他们的命运、他们的生活是非常非常可怜的。
And the life of lepers were very dreadful.
第一个，身体上没有得着医治的这种可能性。
First of all, there's no way they get cured.
那第二个呢他们从那一个社会好像被赶逐出去
And secondly, they become social outcasts
然后他们 在外面的生活是非常痛苦的。
And they have very difficult living.
所以你看见这一般的人呢，当人家靠近的时候，他们会在那里呼喊，不洁净，不洁净。
And when people approach them, they need to shout out, unclean, unclean.
他叫别人离开，不要靠近。
So that people can keep a safe distance from them.
那这些人呢，他们如果能够得着医治，
Just imagine if these people can be healed.
我们看见他们的一生会有何等大的改变。
Their entire lives are changed.
这边有十个长大麻风的。
And here there are 10 lepers.
主耶稣医治了他们。
And Jesus healed them.
十个他们都得着了医治。
All 10 were cleansed and healed.
但是呢，只有一个人回来向主耶稣献上感谢。
But only one person returned and gave Jesus thanks.
主耶稣在那里说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？
So Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
弟兄姐妹，这一个是一个外族人，他回来了。
And actually, the one that returned was a Gentile, was a foreigner.
他献上感谢，他将荣耀归给神。
He came back and gave his thanks to Jesus and gave glory to God.
主耶稣对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
And Jesus said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well.
是的，这十个长大麻风的都得着了恩典，得着了医治。
Yes, all 10 lepers were blessed with the healing grace.
九个他们离开，他们没有回来。
Yet 9 of them did not return.
这一个回来感谢的。
The one that returned and gave thanks to Jesus.
主说你的信救了你。
Jesus said to him, your faith had made you well.
他不只得着了外面的医治，
So not only he was cured physically,
他得着了这位医治的主，
But also he received the healer himself.
你的信救了你，
Your faith has made you well.
弟兄姐妹，今天如果我们知道我们的生命，我们的气息其实都是主所赐的，
Dear brothers and sisters, if we understand the breath of life is a gift of God,
其实在每一件事上，主他这样的顾念我们，
Because Jesus cares for us on everything.
哦，我们真的知道他的意念高过我们的意念。
If we truly know that his thoughts are higher than ours.
有多少的圣徒，当我们在做见证的时候，
And many Christians can testify.
很多的见证是讲到他们经历一些不容易的环境。
Many testimonies describe the difficult process or experience they have.
但是在这些逆境，在这些困境，在这些难处当中，
Yet in those difficult situations,
我们遇见了神，
They met the Lord.
我们的生命改变了，
And their lives were changed.
当我们回头一看，
So when we look back,
我们说主我感谢你。
We can say Lord I thank you.
你实在是祝福了我们。
For you truly blessed me with
it. 我们愿意回到神的面前。
Therefore we need to come back to God.
我们把感谢来归给他。
And give him thanks.
我们将荣耀归给神。
And his honor.
主给我们的旨意是凡事谢恩。
And it's God's will that we should give thanks in all circumstances.
我们应当将感谢为祭来献上。
And rightfully so, we need to offer him thanksgiving sacrifice.
我们当称谢进入他的门。
We need to enter his gate with thanksgiving in our hearts.
我们真知道，当你存着一个感恩的心，
When we really have a thankful heart,
我们这样子来到神的面前，
And we come to God like that.
因为我们相信他是我们的神。
We do that because we believe that he is our God.
因为我们相信他向着我们的意念是高过我们的意念。
And we believe that his thoughts for us are higher than ours.
我们真的就经历他给我那一个最大的祝福。
Then we experience the greatest blessing he has for us.
乃是他的自己。
Which is himself.
第三个点，我们看见当赞美进入他的院。
And the third thing we want to share is that to enter his courts with praise.
我们当称颂他的名。
And we shall exalt his name.
诗篇第二十二篇第三节说，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
And Psalms 22 verse 3 says, Thou art holy, thou that inhabits the praises of Israel.
神是以以色列的赞美为他的宝座。
So God inhabits the praises of Israel.
那这个宝座也可以翻作是他的居所。
And inhabitants means his throne.
我们刚刚看见称谢进入他的门。
We just read that to enter his gate with thanksgiving.
然后我们要讲到赞美进入他的院。
And his courts with praises.
我们一起来读一下《使徒行传》十六章二十三节到二十六节。
The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 23 to 26.
打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严严看守。禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神。众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight,Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose.
唱诗是宣告，赞美得释放。
Singing is like a proclamation, and praising is the set free.
我们看见保罗、希拉他们被下在内监里面。
Paul and Silas were put in the inner cells.
他们很可能在下面呢，他们就预备要殉道的。
And next thing waiting for them will be martyr.
我们看见这个情形。
And in that situation,
两脚上了木狗。
Both their feet were fastened in the stocks.
那个整个你遇到的环境，你受到身体上的痛苦
and the constraints and suffering on the body,
你所要面对那一个死亡
and also death is just in front of them.
我们知道在这样的一个囚禁的当中
and in that kind of prison,
保罗、希拉他们唱诗、祷告、赞美神
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
他们在那里唱诗，他在那里宣告主的得胜、主的王权。
They were singing hymns to proclaim God's victory and God's ruling power.
我们没有看见他们祷告说：“主啊，你让这个锁链脱落，让这个监门打开。”
And we didn't hear them praying that Lord set us free.
哦，主啊，你怎么来拯救我们
？Oh, save us, Lord.
我们只看见他们唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Instead, we just saw they sing praises to God.
在那样的一个环境中，他们能够赞美神。
And in a difficult situation like that, they were praising God.
然后我们看见忽然地大震动。
And what happened? Suddenly there was this severe earthquake.
地基摇动了。
And they shook the foundations of the prison.
监门打开了。
And all the prison doors flew open.
囚犯的锁链都松掉了。
And all prisoners' chains came loose.
神能够做人手所不能做的工作。
Because God can do things that man's hands cannot do.
我们当然知道下面禁足一家他们得救。
We all know what happened after this. The entire family of the prison guard was saved.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, then you and your household will be saved.
是他们被监禁是一件好像很不幸的事情。
Yes, the imprisonment for Paul and Silas was very unfortunate.
他们起来唱诗，他们在那里赞美神。
Yeah, they were able to pray and sing praises.
那个锁链脱落了。
And their chains fell off.
监门打开了。
The doors jarred open.
更重要，我们看见福音的门。打开了。
And most importantly, the door of the gospel preaching was open.
仇敌的权势被摧毁了。
The power of the enemy was destroyed.
他们赞美，他们唱诗，他在那里宣告主的得胜、主的王权。
They were singing and praising to proclaim God's kingship.
今天我们可以受外面环境的捆绑。
Yes, we may be bound in our outward environment.
有些弟兄姐妹，他们的身体的软弱，好像是一个捆绑。
Sometimes our physical illness is like a bondage to us.
我们可以在各样的环境的里面。
We can be in different situations.
弟兄姐妹，唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
But we can still pray and sing praises.
让神得着荣耀。
So that God may receive the glory.
他当得称颂赞美。
And he is entitled to praises and worship.
今天他要释放我们。
And God wants to set us free.
你说他会不会就医治我们的身体呢？
You may say, well, will God just heal me if I do that?
他医治我们身体之前，他先医治我们的里面。
Before he can heal us outwardly, he must first heal us inward.
他会先释放我们。
He needs to set us free from within first.
从我们里面所受的捆绑，他释放我们。
He wants to set us free from the bondage from within.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在神他没有难成的事。
Because there's nothing impossible with God.
然后他负我们完全的责任。
And he takes the full responsibility for us.
今天我们不是在这里好像做一个交换的条件。
So we don't give him praises as an exchange for some favors.
但是因为他是神。
But because that he is God.
他当得赞美。
And he should be praised.
因为他是我们的神。
And because He is our God.
神的儿女，我们都要起来赞美他。
We children of God should rise up and praise Him.
Hallelujah! 他是以色列的赞美为他的宝座。
Hallelujah! Because He inhabits the praises of Israel.
第二个，我们要来看见祷告是征战。
And next thing is that we need to know prayer is a fight.
赞美是夸胜。
Yet.Praise is a boasting of victory.
我们最后来读历代志下二十章二十一节到二十二节。
Lastly, let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 21 and 22.
约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人，颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔三人，他们就被打败了。
After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
当时候亚兰的大军这个联军来攻打他们。
At the time, they faced this vast joint army.
照着他们自己的力量是没有办法去对抗的。
And there's no way they could resist them.
今天如果以一个地上的君王来讲。
Yes, so for any ruler on earth,
你面对敌人的大军压境
and facing this vast army enemy,
你可能要怎么样来计划怎么安排怎么样来布置
and you need to work hard to strategize how to deal with the enemies.
但是我们看见约沙法
but let's look at Jehoshaphat.
那这个君王所做的事情
this king, what he did,
他是设立歌唱的
that he actually appointed men to sing to the Lord,
颂赞耶和华
to praise him.
他们这一些呢，穿上礼服是走在军队的前面。
And they wore their garment, and they were ahead of entire army.
哦，他们在那里赞美，在那里称颂。
And they were praising, they were singing.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常稀奇的一件事。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is something very, very marvelous.
我们讲说旧约很多事情发生，像是一个图画。
And many times we say things happen in the Old Testament. It's like a picture.
但是这些属灵的原则
Yeah, through these things, you see the spiritual principles.
今天对我们来讲是何等的重要
Are very important to us today.
是的，在末后的时代
Yes, in the end days.
我们知道征战是越来越猛烈
We know the battle is getting more severe.
有时候我们看见仇敌的大军
And sometimes you see the power, the army of the enemies.
仇敌叫我们害怕
And that frightens us.
叫我们手软
And we feel weak.
叫我们退后，叫我们停工
And help us to retreat and make us stop working for the Lord.
但是主叫我们的眼目注视在他的身上
Yeah, the Lord actually wants want us to fix our eyes on Him.
我们起来赞美神。
And then we rise up and praise Him.
哦，这一个赞美是一个宣告，是一个得胜的宣告。
And that praise is a proclamation of victory.
我们说他赞美什么呢？因他的慈爱永远长存。
So what is appointment sing about?Give thanks to the Lord for His love endures forever.
我们赞美神的所事。
We praise God for who He is.
我们赞美神的所作。
And for what He has done.
当他们正在那里唱诗赞美的时候。
Therefore, as they began to sing and praise,
耶和华派伏兵击杀那些来攻击他的敌人。
The Lord set ambush against their enemies.
弟兄姐妹，得胜从我们的赞美开始。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, victory starts from our praises.
那这是我们的一个宣告。
And that is our proclamation.
这是我们的夸胜。
And that is how we boast our victory.
因为我们的主他已经得胜了。
Because our Lord has won the victory.
我们感谢主，我们称谢进入他的门。
Therefore, we enter his gates with thanksgiving.
我们感谢进入他的院。
And his court with praises.
我们说2020年这么特别，有这么多的灾难。
And year 2020 has been very unique, full of disasters.
但是我们求主转我们的眼目，从所有外面的环境，我们来转向主。
We ask the Lord to turn our eyes from all this our environment to Him.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
Because He is our Lord and He is our God.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And because His thoughts are higher than ours.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And His ways are higher than our ways.
他要化咒诅成为祝福。
He wants to.Convert curses into blessings.
他要做最荣耀的工作在我们身上。
He wants to do the most glorious thing on us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要称谢他。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to give him thanks.
我们要赞美他。
And we need to praise him.
他当得大赞美。
And he deserves our great praises.
我们唱一首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
献上感恩。
Give.Thanks.
愿我们在唱的时候
When we sing this hymn
从我们的深处向神献上感恩
Let's offer our thanksgiving to him from the depth of our heart
我们从深处向神来敬拜
And worship him
我们来赞美他
And praise him
Thank you.